Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, September 5th. Storm and I were just talking about this off the air. We had Monday off.
Yeah.
Some reason we both separately said that we thought yesterday was Thursday.
I mean, no question about it. Today is supposed to be Friday.
Yes.
In my brain, it still is.
I don't know what's going on.
So I apologize for tomorrow's show because we're still on tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be like Monday. That's going to be horrible. We have a whole 5 days to...
can't do two Mondays in a week.
I mean, you know, it's not like really a big job here, but I mean, it's just kind of like I was expecting, oh, today's Thursday. That's nice. Like, no, it's Wednesday.
There's no heavy lifting, but there's a lot of little things we have to do.
Huh? Yeah, there is. For instance, let you know about a guy who listed his pothole. This guy was in New Orleans, and I guess he's been trying to get the city to get the pothole filled.
Yeah,
and you know, you find creative ways of doing it. He actually listed it on Airbnb.
I've seen people have birthday parties for him and put up like for sale signs and stuff, but this is pretty cool. He made it an Airbnb, and apparently it worked though.
Yeah, it did. He called it Homer's Hideout. He said he was inspired by a drunken conversation with friends.
Well, it is New Orleans.
And he said he set up Homer's Hideout just to see what steps Airbnb would do to protect the local community. By the way, they didn't catch it until 3 weeks later when the city finally came and filled the pothole. However, when Airbnb found out about this, they were not happy. They said fake or misrepresented listings have no place in our community, and we have removed Homer's Hideout from our platform.
Yeah, but he got the pothole filled, so who cares about Airbnb?
Yeah, really. Kind of got them sleeping at the wheel there.
The ends justify those means right there.
Well, come to find out, and you know, waiting weeks and months for a pothole, I think that's pretty patient.
But, yeah, yeah. But your patience will wear thin. You only go so far, man.
You believe, according to this survey, that we become frustrated after just 16 seconds of waiting for the web page on our computer to load?
Oh, you weren't back in the day in 1975 when you had 150 baud modem and it took days.
Yeah, 25 seconds for waiting at a red traffic light to change. That's too much. People
You know, that time goes so quickly when you're texting, Chris.
People just aren't as patient as they once were, and they blame this on technology, at least according to this survey. They said that people losing their temper after 20 seconds of waiting for the ink to dry on a greeting card.
Yeah.
People are losing 22 seconds to start cursing out their computers or TV if it's slow to load a stream correctly, Netflix.
My favorite is you get angry because it took you 18 seconds to search for a pen.
So what do you do with the pen? You throw it in anger. They found, though, that it was interesting enough, even for water to boil, 28 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Who's got that kind of time? I don't have that kind of time.
I got things to do. They say, though, our impatience may be at a peak, but about 95% of respondents still admitted that believe impatience is a virtue.
It's this instant gratification we're into. You know, we're so used to things being fast, and now... That's why when you take a vacation and you back off, you feel so good. What have we learned?
I think we're going to talk about this later, but it was even talking about how Netflix now is on certain shows, they're not going to release the whole season at one time.
I saw that. They're going to do it a week at a time.
Week at a time, like the old TV model. And that may not be a bad thing to kind of stretch it out a little bit.
It seems like when I binge something and we're through with the season, by the time the next season rolls around in a year, I have no idea what watched. You know,
I was that way with Mad Men, especially the last season where they stretched six seasons over 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, guys.
Come on, you guys.
There's a new report out here that found just drinking any sort of soda more than two a day is actually going to shorten your lifespan. This is tracking 452,000 people over 10 years, and they found that it doesn't matter if it's sugar or sugar-free.
Right.
It's really going to cause problems. Now, how it affects the body is different, according to this. They said that people that drink sugary drinks were more likely to have digestive disease deaths, such as appendix, liver, pancreas, intestine. Those that had the sugar-free versions more had circulatory diseases and coronary heart disease.
I don't want any of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't want any of them at all.
Give me a glass of water.
It is interesting to point out, though, there was some thought process that aspartame, the artificial sweetener, was causing Alzheimer's and dementia in people. This report didn't find that at all.
But they say that it also has caused tumors in female and male rats.
Yeah.
So now I don't know how that translates to us, but I don't know. It's something, if you have a paragraph of ingredients on whatever you're eating or drinking that you can't pronounce, I'm staying away from it.
Well, and a lot of Americans are. They're saying that the numbers keep declining of people drinking sodas and replacing it with like seltzers and water itself.
Yeah. One of the things that we discovered, too, is that people say, why do I gain weight when I drink a Diet Coke? Here's what happens. You're drinking that aspartame or whatever the sweetener is. Your tongue thinks, oh, boy, something sweet's coming. Therefore, we got a lot of calories coming. Mm-hmm. When the body doesn't get the calories, you start overeating because, hey, you owe me calories.
Ah.
That's kind of the way that system works. You
know? It's like a toddler then.
Yeah, sure.
Pretty much. Can you? How much do you think your friends have a baby? Good for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a financial investment. Roughly the first year of having being a mother or a father is $10,721.
Yeah.
However, you, bestie friend, it's going to cost you around $512 for that exact same child.
You know, I was taken aback when I heard that number, but when you get into the weeds on, when you talk about Christmas presents, Easter presents, birthdays, holidays,
yep.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, let's say the kid gets a good report card and you're really close to him. All these things can add up.
Well, and not even that. Even prior to the bundle of joy, you've got the gender reveal party that requires a gift. Baby showers require a gift. Mm-hmm. Birthdays, holidays. And what they'd talk about is that, you know, now you have 10 friends that are having kids at the same time.
Oh, man, that'll add up.
That's going to add up really, really quick. So you do the math there, you could be paying more for your friend's child than if you had one yourself. Should you wear white after Labor Day?
We're going to explode this myth because I'm wearing white pants and a white belt this morning because it's hot out there.
And believe it or not,
it's kind of psychological, though. If you wear dark colors, mm-hmm. I feel hotter, you know?
You know, and that's where this article talks about a couple of things. One of them is that, yeah, back in olden times before air conditioning, people would wear lighter colors in the summer just because it reflects the heat. But more of a snobby area, it was in the early 20th century, Americans that were into the fashion trends, you never wore white in the city.
Well, think about the city. All right, you've got unpaved roads, horses, mm-hmm. horse flop.
You've got
mud
chimneys.
Chimneys, and you're just scraping up against a building, you can ruin your white suit.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what would happen. People, the rich, would leave the city for the summer. They would go off to the country where, you could wear white.
Yeah, and it looks good.
It looks really...
The seal sucker suit, I mean, think about the plantation scene with a mint julep in your hand.
Oh, yeah. So they would say that when Labor Day, that's how it became the unofficial ending of summer, is that when those people would go back into the city, they wouldn't wear white anymore because it would get dirty.
So we're going to rebel against this. There's no longer a rule. Wear whatever the heck you want.
Yeah, it's kind of picked up back in the 50s, but things have kind of changed a little bit. And just wear what's comfortable.
Just don't wear Crocs, okay?
Yeah, please
don't
wear Crocs. And then finally, we learned that Punxsutawney Phil has a ally or a doppelganger.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while now. Phil will tell us in the middle of winter how much longer winter's going to last.
Or if we have an early spring.
This little guy right here will tell us how long winter's going to be, and when winter's coming.
I love it. I love it. He's the clairvoyant crustacean. His name is Passy Pete the Lobster.
They need to work on that name. It should be Larry the Lobster or something alliterative. Passy Pete the Lobster?
Yeah. Okay. This is actually coming from Belfast, Maine. Right. And since 2015, the residents have plucked Passy Pete from his watery home to watch him choose between two squirrels. One of them will predict 6 more weeks of summer.
The other one
will predict an early winter.
All he wants to do is get back in the water so he can breathe again, all right?
By the way, for this year's prediction, which was held on on Monday, it says it's going to be an early winter. Meteorologists have chimed in and said he's got a 75% accuracy rate.
Yeah, but here's the deal. They started this in 2015. He's got a 4-year track record. He missed 1 year. There's your 75%.
It is 75%. So we'll find out. Time to tell. By the way, he's contractually obligated to go back into the bay.
Contractually obligated?
Yes. He can't sign autographs, take pictures. He's got to go back into the water.
With his claw, he had to use a giant Sharpie.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
So time will tell. If Passy Pete, it will be correct about an early winter this year.
Or he could just be delicious, Chris. I don't know. Could go either way, you know?
A little butter there.
Yeah, buddy.
So there's our show for today, Thursday, September 5th. We're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.